This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for July 31st. James Robert Goins was sentenced to life in prison today in Bladen County Superior Court. Goins stabbed Kenneth Ross Cavell with a knife before dumping him into the Cape Fear River in August of 2020. Cavell's body was found near the Riegelwood Golf Course. We have more on the story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Tammy Tabor, age 65, was jailed on multiple drug charges after the sheriff's office investigators spent time monitoring the Holiday Motel in Wyville. Cocaine and other contraband was seized in Tabor's Wyville home, as well as at a property near Tabor City. We have more details on our website. A child rapist will be in prison until he is in his 90s after taking a plea in Columbus County Superior Court. James Patrick McCormick, age 34, was sentenced to a minimum of 60 years in prison for the rape of a girl in 2019 and 2020. The 11-year-old revealed the ongoing sexual abuse after she was taken to Columbus Regional in 2020. Authorities are looking for a girl who ran away from the Boys and Girls Home at Lake Waccamaw on Saturday. Bree Alexandria Phillips, age 15, has dark hair and she is a white female. She was reportedly last seen in the company of an unidentified male along US 74 east of the lake on Saturday. Anyone with information about her whereabouts is asked to contact Lake Waccamaw Police at 910-646-3700 or the Columbus County Sheriff's Office at 910-642-6551. Two Columbus County roads will be named in honor of fallen local officers. Now, the bridge over the Lumber River in Fairbluff will officially be named in honor of Assistant Police Chief Lenny Hammond, and Tabor City Patrolman Shane Miller will be honored for the street dedicated to his memory. Representative Brendan Jones introduced special legislation this week to honor the two fallen officers. The Columbus County Animal Shelter is closed to all but emergency intakes due to overcrowding. Adoptable pets can be found on their Facebook page. Now's a good time to pick a critter home, folks. If you're looking for a dog or a cat or a puppy or a kitten, please help out right now. The shelter is also going to host an adoption fair Saturday at Tractor Supply in Wyville. Donations of food are being accepted at Gerganus Farm Store in Wyville, as well as the shelter on Legion Drive. The Central Columbus Angels are the 2025 Dixie Youth Softball World Champions, and we can't tell you how proud we are of them, y'all. Honestly and truly, this is wonderful. The girls took down South Carolina Tuesday in a make-or-break game in Louisiana. You can see Tommy Taylor's full breakdown on the series winners on our website, and there will be a parade through downtown Wyville and around the courthouse Saturday morning at 9 a.m. ICCC will host a backpack drive Saturday from 10 until 6 at Nolan Park in Wyville. There'll be free food and drinks, DJ C Nice, and all kinds of fun for the kids. Call 910-770-8633 for more. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.